Ranger's Apprentice, Book 1, The Ruins of Gorlan. Written by John Flanagan and read by William Zappa.
Morgarath, Lord of the Mountains of Rain and Night, former Baron of Gorlan in the Kingdom of Araluen, looked out over his bleak, rain-swept domain and, for perhaps the thousandth time, cursed. This was all that was left to him now, a jumble of rugged granite cliffs, tumbled boulders and icy mountains, of sheer gorges and steep, narrow passes, of gravel and rock with never a tree or a sign of green to break the monotony. Even though it had been 15 years since he had been driven back into this forbidding realm that had become his prison, he could still remember the pleasant green glades and thickly forested hills of his former fief. The streams filled with fish and the fields rich with crops and game. Gorlan had been a beautiful living place. The mountains of rain and night were dead and desolate. A platoon of wargles was drilling in the castle yard below him. Morgarath watched them for a few seconds, listening to the guttural rhythmic chant that accompanied all their movements. They were stocky, misshapen beings with features that were halfway human, but with a long, brutish muzzle and fangs like a bear or a large dog. Avoiding all contact with humans, the wargles had lived and bred in these remote mountains since ancient times. No one in living memory had ever set eyes upon one, but rumours and legends had persisted of a savage tribe of semi-intelligent beasts in the mountains. Morgarath, planning a revolt against the Kingdom of Araluen, had left Gorlan Fief to seek them out. If such creatures existed, they would give him an edge in the war that was to come.